Let me read the translation of Supermarket in California, and maybe if we have time, I can read also from one of my poems in English. سوق ممتاز بولايتي كاليفورنيا. أي أفكار أستحضرها عنك يا والت ويتمان هذه الليلة؟ مشيت بالشوارع الجانبية تحت الأشجار، وفي رأسي صداع يدرك ذاته. أنظر إلى البدر المكتمل في تعبي الجائع بينما أتسوق الصور. دخلت إلى سوق الفاكهة الممتاز بمصابحه النيونية، وأنا أحلم بالأشياء التي تحصيها. أي خوخ وأي أشباه ظلال، أسر بأكملها تتسوق ليلا، ممرات ممتلئة بالأزواج، زوجات تقبعن في حبات الأفوكادو، رضع يقبعون في حبات الطماطم. وأنت يا غارسيا لوركا، ما الذي كنت تفعل بجانب البطيخ؟ رأيتك يا والت ويتمان بدون أطفال، مثل عازق قديم ووحيد تندس بين اللحوم داخل الثلاجة. تنظر إلى مساعد البقال، سمعتك تسأل عن كل شيء على حدة. من قتل شرائح لحم الخنزير؟ ما سعر الموز؟ هل أنت ملائكي؟ تجولت داخل وخارج أكوام علب براقة، وأنا أتبعك بينما متحري المتجر يتبعني في مخيلتي. مشينا معا بخطوات واسعة عبر الممرات المفتوحة في وهمنا الانفرادي، نتذوق الخرشوف، نستولي على الأطعمة الشهية وهي متجمدة دون أن نمر بجانب أمين الصندوق. إلى أين نحن ذاهبون يا والت ويتمان؟ الأبواب ستغلق بعد ساعة. إلى أي اتجاه تشير لحيتك هذه الليلة؟ ألمس كتابك وأحلم بملحمتنا داخل السوق الممتاز، وأشعر بسخافة الموقف. هل سنمشي طوال الليل في شوارع منعزلة؟ الأشجار تركم ظلا على ظل، أضواء المنازل منطفئة، سنكون وحيدين. هل سنتجول حالمين بأمريكا الحب الضائع، مارين بسيارات زرقاء في الممرات الخاصة، عائدين إلى كوخنا الصامت؟ آه أيها الأب ذو اللحية البيضاء، معلم الشجاعة المسن والوحيد، أي أمريكا كنت تمتلك عندما تخلى شارون عن تثبيت قاربه على الأوتاد؟ نزلت حينها على ضفة مضببة، ووقفت تشاهد القارب يختفي في مياه نهر ليث السوداء. يختفي في مياه نهر ليث السوداء. So I will read from one of my latest poems about when I spent the night walking in Portland, because I was going to Eugene, but I realized that there is no train. I missed the trains, the last trains and the last buses and the Amtrak and the Greyhound, and I wrote this poem, which I called Kerouacian Epiphanies in Portland Greyhound Bus Station. Yes. Okay. Yes, so Kerouacian Epiphanies in Portland Greyhound Bus Station. It seems that the inception of sentimental states is unchangeably similar. Dear clients, I shall seize the opportunity to canalize these feelings, especially to those sitting somewhere on bus station benches, unexpectedly waiting for trains or buses bound to nowhere. I would love to desperately inform you, I reckon I have never visited Finland. Actually, I probably never should visit Finland, since it is a place I love so much on paperbacks I bought from Paul's books with my working class dimes. It turned out, I am visiting 21st century American dream. Now that I'm sitting in this Greyhound bus station, not because I'm expecting a girlfriend's heart to revisit, not because I'm picking up my grandmother's leather suitcases, not because I'm bound to meet a Rockefeller businessman, not because I am solitarily taking a 8:30 train to Eugene, it is because I whimsically remember Jack in his French beret. It is because 50s-style Cadillac car smoke gets into my myopic eyes. It is because my ears picked Born to be Wild on the entrance to Portland Central Station. It is because I imagined again Jack's mother weeping in front of her Madonna icons. It is because I ventured into the epiphanies of the varieties of religious experience. It is in Portland where everybody leisurely rode their fanciful organic bikes. In Portland where the deer leap and trips through when you plant roses. In Portland where blonde girls walk in their vegan underwear late in the evening. In Portland where gays and lesbians read their battered copies of Gender Trouble. In Portland where Columbia and Willamette Rivers erotically confluence. In Portland, where nouveau riche American couples have two types of tap waters. I walked in Portland. I walked in distress when I saw old and young homeless pass out on hard floors. What would Kerouac say in this postmodern Greyhound bus station? Shall he say again, the floors of bus stations are the same all over the country? Shall he say again, they are always covered with butts and spit? Shall he say again, they give a feeling of sadness that only bus stations have? Shall he say again, the trip was an ordinary bus trip with crying babies and hot sun? I shall not dwell in memoriam of anything celebrating funhouse mirror reflection of Portlandia. I shall not join Portlandia's cage-free, organic and fresh satires on Mississippi Avenue. I shall let the road unfold in a series of joyful epiphanies in truck stops, Greyhound bus station. I shall stare through the early evening windows of jazz. This shall be my love letter to the great American landscapes I lived in Iowa, Ohio, and Indiana. I shall be too busy for feeling love relationship scruples. I shall just allow my muscles a space to twitch, to live the rugged joy and go. I shall just sit in the Greyhound bus station and think everything over. And then the poem I wrote when I visited Shambhala Mountain Center as a Muslim going there, thinking about what would this all produce and entice. I give it a title, provisional title, which is Did I Ascend to the Unimproved Path? Now that I drifted into a Buddhist secluded temple, now that I greeted Buddha silently as an estranged brother, now that I invited their exotic incense to conquer my nose, now that I squatted the way they desired on colorful cushions, now that I mumbled their unintelligible prayers, now that I listened to Buddhist melodies on weeping chillos, now that I rambled in their post-prayer forests like a middle-aged displaced Hans and Gretel in Newfoundlands, did I ascend to the unimproved path where blow-down trees impede? Did I ascend to Stonehenge refugees who stand alone amongst the bones? Did I slip off my hermetic Sufi robes? Did I disrupt the notion of an intermediality between God and I? Did I lose sense of significant four pillars? Did I fall from Allah's Sidratul Muntaha. Shall I even venture again in the overcrowded yard of Mecca? Shall I ever remember the sacred unifying words of late early December muezzins with their husky voices? After all, I believe that word made flesh. In the beginning was the word. This is not about the separation of state and church. This is not about the unification of state and mosque. This is not about the notion of green man and his euphemisms. This is about dreams of trespass. This is about dreams of charity, of love, the greatest of love. This is about the nurtured negation of the word that made flesh. This is about the nurtured negation of flesh that made commandments. With all your weight, dear Jews, Christians, Muslims, and Buddhists, swallow me like a living lightning, throw me in a scattering of ashes, feed me to lonely late summer birds, nurture me like a seed in fair lands of Arabia. I shall throw it all back on your constitutions. I shall throw it all back on your institutions before another future is born on the unimproved path, and I shall walk barefoot on the eternal loam. Belief, faith, and creed transcend defined silicial paths. God transcends all paths humans retrace with their myopic eyes. God resorts to non-human precepts drawn by premises. He shapes his forms, his smells dissolve in the openness of space in between. How do you love is the question as you enter the particularity of pleasure. Let God alone. He will lure you again into a being of flesh as you once were when in the beginning was the word. That's it. Thank you.
Wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
All
thank
you for joining us. This is pretty serendipitous to have you walk off the mountain all of our laps here.
Very grateful for the opportunity. Very grateful
for being here, too.